president does read, Press Secretary McEnany responded, and he also consumes intelligence verbally. This president, I'll tell you, is the most informed person on planet Earth when it comes to the threats that we face. Earth to Kaylee, please check your GPS. You have the wrong planet. I live on planet Earth. I was born on planet Earth. And you obviously have never visited planet Earth. What celestial body you are talking about? The one where Donald Trump is literate, the one where he receives intelligence reports and is more informed about threats to his minions, may not even exist in this solar system, possibly not even this galaxy. If you mean the planet Trump Tower, okay, that we might believe. Smarter than Jared and Ivanka, Don Jr., that other mouth-breathing kid of his? Sure, probably not the doorman, though. We all watch these press conferences, whether it's Kaylee or Mike the Veep, and the embarrassment factor is off the charts. Reporters develop skin rashes just being in that kind of proximity to idiocy. The most informed person on the planet? Seriously? The man who won't wear a plague mask? The guy who can't read an intel briefing report? The goof who prefers Fox and Friends to cabinet meetings? The dope who thinks the coronavirus can be eliminated with ingested hand sanitizer and ultraviolet probes? Come on, Ms. McNinney. This is one of the most clueless, ignorant, narcissistic chuckleheads from here to Alpha Centauri. It isn't that the Emperor is missing his clothes. It's that he's missing a brain that functions. Even his admirers are catching on to the ruse lately. We don't necessarily need Einstein as president, Kaylee, but we need someone who can listen, read, process information, gather advice, analyze, reflect, then make a decision based on, well, more than what he feels in his gut. Decisions based on Big Macs and fries? Not going to cut it. All those adults in the room are gone now, fired or quit. The daycare only has tots and cribs now. The man is impervious to facts, reason, clear thinking, intelligence reports, and just about anything approaching rationality. He orbits the gravitational field of Fox, listens to the advice of Sean Hannity over his generals, or his advisors, or his cabinet. He left the atmosphere of planet Earth long, long ago. And pretty obviously, he's not planning to return. Godspeed, Donald Trump. Please go where no man has gone before.